on this essay. So for if you've been hanging around waiting to hear some Elvis, not going to happen. He got a very high score, 22, but, you know, can't play everybody. Maybe I could if I did this often enough, but I don't think I'm going to. What else should I say? Oh, apparently, I've not been able to find this, but apparently Mr. Marcus did this for more than just people who passed in the 70s. His final note here, well, first of all, I'm going to say the I'm going to give it away. The two people that tied for first place were Jimi Hendrix and Ronnie Van Zant, both with scores of 25. And Greel says, if no one matched the all-time scores of Buddy Holly, who got a 26, or Sam Cooke, who got a 27, there was at least no dearth of attempts. Rock death made the decade what it was, without plenty of non-survivors as a yardstick, survivors and their chroniclers. For, after all, when one praises another as a survivor, the praise rebounds upon oneself. Okay, it's 10 o'clock. If you weren't listening earlier, let me tell you that Zombo is not going to be here live, but when I wrap this up with one more set of three songs, you will hear pre-recorded Zombo. So bear with me, and you will get your weekly dose of Zombo. He will be back next week, as will I. And I should tell you, since it is 10 o'clock, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So what's coming up in the final set here? I've already given one of it away. First of all, we have a non-performer here, Leslie Kong. And I will give you the brief description in the essay. He was a rocksteady and reggae producer, Desmond Dekker and the Aces, Melodians, and he passed away of heart failure. So he got a low 4 for Manner of Death, but he got a 10 for Influence, and he did have a big influence in bringing bands from Jamaica to the UK and USA markets. I think if Millie Small, I think, beat Desmond Dekker, but Desmond Dekker's Israelites, which is what we're going to play, that actually was a hit record in the States, despite allegations that it, or requests that it not be played because it was somehow anti-Semitic. Anyhow, he got a 10 for Influence. He got an 8 for Influence that he would have had he not passed away at the age of 38 from heart failure. Because he passed away from heart failure, he only got a 4. So Leslie Kong is going to start off the set. We're going to play Desmond Dekker's Israelites. Then we have Duane Allman. Another sad story. I guess all of these are sad stories in their own way, but Duane died in a motorcycle crash, which was pretty clearly not his fault, if the accounts of that are to be believed. A truck stopped in the middle of an intersection where Duane on his motorcycle had the right of way. He did not survive. And the sad thing about it was the band had decided that several of their members needed to be drinking less, and they went for treatment, but the treatment turned out to be treatment more appropriate for one who was suffering from a form of mental or emotional illness other than addiction. Anyhow, he died after this. We're going to play you something from, I can't even remember the name of it. I think it's Peach. Peach? Is it Peach? The album was released after his death. And last but not least, we're going to give you a song from Jimi Hendrix, who got a 10. He's the only person like this. He got a 10 for Past Influence, and he got a 10 for Influence that he would have had but for his death. And I would have no quarrel with that. So he topped out at a 5, getting a 5 for Manner of Death. So, last set coming up, if I remember where things are. Oh, yeah, Desmond Dekker up first. But the person we're honoring is not Desmond, but rather producer Leslie Kong.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelites, get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelite. Wife and my kids, they pack up and leave me. Darling, she said I was yours to receive. Choices ago, I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, the Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a call. If you catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm.
Oh, the
I wonder if I
Okay. That's going to do it for Pinckney Hall. Before we switch on pre-recorded Zomba, let me tell you what was in that last set. Desmond Dekker and the Aces started off with his song Israelites. For those of you who are not familiar with the tenets of Rasta, their belief is that they have descended from the people who peopled what we now call Israel in biblical times. Those were the Israelites that he was talking about, not people of the Jewish faith, but rather Rasta people, the world over. Okay. Allman Brothers Band, after that, Dwayne Allman being our honoree here. Dwayne, of course, guitar player on that song. Blue Sky, that was off of Eat a Peach, record that came out after Dwayne died in a motorcycle accident. And then last but certainly not least, Jimi Hendrix doing Voodoo Child. And that's going to do it for us today. We're going to be back next week on Halloween. That doesn't happen very often. I'll be here at 9 o'clock, and I will play some Halloween songs for on that occasion. So hope you tune in. Hope you enjoyed what we did today. Like I said, it was a little bit out of my comfort zone, so I don't think we're going to go back there anytime soon, but glad I got that out of my system. And I hope you enjoyed it too. So hang around, and you will hear pre-recorded Zombo.
Wonderful time of the year, isn't it? My favorite time of the year. Time where I really shine musically on the air as a DJ. This is in my... Yeah, this is... That was MX80 Sound with the theme from Halloween. Before that, by request for Chummy Fantomos, doing Spider Baby, Severed Heads, Choose Evil, Strange Days by Spawn Ranch, and another Doors cover, People Are Strange, by Camera. You're listening to this here thing here with Zombo right there. Yes! The Halloween season, even though the Halloween season for me starts November 1st and ends October 31st. So every day is Halloween in my world, but now I get to unleash all these fabulous things from my vault that has been oozing and just waiting to be unleashed on the radio. It's a good day. Yeah, next week, more. And the nice thing is I'm not even theming this out, man. This is just all my favorite Halloween stuff, stuff I feel like hearing, stuff that just gets the Halloween blood stopped dead cold. And Mondays, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., Zombo's Deep Archive, going back 13 years to the October time. So hopefully you'll get some more vintage old stinking Zombo from the Halloween season. All right, so you know, I do get requests for the Cramps. Because the Cramps, you know, kings of Halloween, man. Them, you're going to hear Deadbolt, you're going to hear Master Chups, you're going to hear all these fantastic things that it is part of my everyday life, and it's nice I can unleash this to you. Hey, I got to tell you something, okay? Hey, what do we got here? Sickle cell anemia can be painful and frustrating, especially with regular blood transfusion. Now, if you think you got it, visit sicklecelldisease.org. And if you drank some of that water from Camp Lejeune, that's not good either. All right. Now, let's see. Each year, 40% of food never gets eaten. Wasting food, wastes everything. Water, except water from Camp Lejeune. I don't know what that's all about, but somebody's writing all this stuff in about Camp Lejeune. Labor, fuel, and money. Store it, cook it, share it, shave it. Wear it like a hat. I don't care what you do with it. Just do something with it. Don't waste food. All right? SaveTheFood.com. There. Got that nonsense out of the way. Got to tell you about some shows on the radio. How about this one? Zombo's Deep Archive, Monday night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And Democracy Now, go back in your time machine and listen to it Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on this air station, you all. All right, Cramps, Big Black Witchcraft Rock in your brain. That's this guy. You stay Satan, still.
Baby. Satan. Satan. Model head on the chopping block. I said, I look out, baby, the big black witchcraft rock. Let's rock. Yeah. Yeah. Look out, honey, it's a big black witchcraft rock. So pee your pants. Look out!
Melanie, oh Melanie. I want to sing a blues for you, Melanie.
Melanie.
Oh, what did you do? I want to sing a kind of blues. Blues. Come on. Whoopie, whoopie, whoopie.
Baby, with a little luck, you up.
The cuckoo pop.
One of the finest Halloween bands there ever was, the Graveyard Rockers, doing the Cramps' Goo Goo Mock. Before that, we heard Nouveau Vague from France doing their laid-back version of Human Fly and Big Black Witchcraft Rock from the last Cramps album. Wow, the Fiends of Dope Island, which was, a long time ago. But then they were still playing out a lot, but never put out another record after that of the original material. Just a lot of reissue stuff. Ah, you listen to Zombo, and it is, yes, my favorite time of the year. Being alive at Halloween. Yeah, I like it. Ah, yes. Feels good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Certainly does. Yes.
All right, so. Messer chops, orgia of the dead. In your brain.
Discretion.
Well,
but first I desire more entertainment.
Well,
there is yet time.
When the moon is almost gone. Well,
I know the laws of the night.
I would have time for my own pleasure.
Pleasure comes only after mine, when I desire it.
Well?
I am the sole ruler of the dark world.
When?
I state there is still time for yet another.
At the first sight of the morning's rays light. She is to be mine. It is so spoken.
Leave her alone, you fiend.
Is it?
If I could get my hands on you.
Oh, you could do nothing.
Leave her alone, I tell you.
Well?
She will be yours.
When?
At your discretion. But first, I desire more entertainment.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You can tell. It is 15 years. 15 years. 15 years. Every Halloween season, I am joined by a special guest, Mr. Tom Savini. Step a little closer to the microphone this time, Tom. Fabulous having you here, as always. Can you tell us what the last things we heard? Very nice. So those were the songs you heard. Thank you, Mr. Tom Savini. Always so nice to have him in this. It wouldn't be a Halloween inside. So that's the cool thing. I'm going back 13 years. Tom? And listen to the Deep Archive show, which happens to be on Mondays right here on this station, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., where I play shows from 13 years ago. And it goes way, way back. And I cannot believe we were hanging out 13 years ago around Halloween time. Hello? Hey, I'm over here. 13 years. So you can listen to the Zombo Deep Archive, which is also going to be like a bit of a Halloween theme, because I'm trying to tag 13 years exactly, or at least in the same month, doing that on this radio show. Yes, it is brilliant. It is a brilliant idea. So you can get Zombo in the past, Zombo in the present, and then coming next season, Zombo in the future. Okay, whenever. Let me see. All right. We'll do Chummy's request, Haunted House. But I really like the Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs version of Haunted House. So we're going to do that. So it is this time of year. The next 2 weeks are going to be solid Zombo Halloween in your brain. I wait years and years for this day. Seems like years and years from Halloween. That's why in Pittsburgh it is every day.
I just moved in my new house today. And I did the freeze. It did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet to sound like a drum. Said you gonna be here when morning comes. Was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space there sat a man. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. I said to me, you better run. And don't be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run.
Isn't it? With all peanut butter flavor, you'll always come back for more. Nothing but peanut butter taste in each bite. And it's part of a balanced breakfast. It's to die for. It's the crunch that screams peanut butter.
Yeah.
another fine monster band out of Ohio. That was Cult of the Psychic Fetus from Sandusky, Ohio, doing Coffin Beggar in front of that Boogie Dragula. That's right, GO3ST doing that one. A Haunted House, Sam the Sham, and the Pharaohs. How about some Spack Brothers? It's been a while for some Spack Brothers. Right? Tom, would you mind doing the Spack Brothers thing? That's it? Really? That's not the... Spack Brothers... I'll do it. Spack Brothers joins WRCT. They have pizza and they have the... and wings. And they specialize... Yeah, I can't say the word hoagies, all right? And they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers uses no refined sugar. Their sugar is so unrefined, it's frightening! And they don't put it in their sauce. And they don't bleach their flour is so unbleached, it is like a ghost. It's like a ghost over their dough. They have ghost dough. That's right. The ghost dough. It rises! I kill me. Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue. Where? On Penn Island. That is right. It's right on Penn Island. The Garfield neighborhood of the Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPACK. Tell them Zombo sent you and they will hang up immediately and think it's a prank phone call. Or call them and go, and they say, oh, your pizza's right on the way, Mr. Savini. Visit their website at spackbrothers.com. Hey, you're listening to this Halloween thing here. Right here. And it's time to zoom them by. Got an hour in here till 1 o'clock today. And then I'll be back like a ghost Monday, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. from 13 years ago playing a Zombo Archive show from the Deep Archive. Then I'll be back next Friday at this time to wind down a Halloween thing. And then I'll be back once more that Monday, 10 p.m. What another Deep Archive show. Hopefully a Halloween thing. What else we got here? Oh, yeah. Let's simmer things down a little bit, right? We are doing all this spooky and gothic and creepy. How some nice and pretty. I'm in the ground for good by the Newports. Nice little... That starts off like that.
I dig you the most. They trust our songs have set you at ease, those good old haunting melodies. We've done our very best, it's true, to scare the life out of you.
People say that I'm very cruel. They even call me a gory ghoul. They don't understand why I rob the dead. I'm only trying to get ahead.
I'm just like Dr. Jekyll, they say. Creating monsters is my forte. If you are ill, here's what I'll do. I'll make a new man out of you.